Welcome into this episode of Cather's Craft Collective. This is episode 170. I should really stop filming that soon. I'm Louise and today I've got What's Crack, the retreat section, coming up, the Uncal, and the me section. I'm finishing with the Shopee section. I sponsor us for my own crafty business, which is www.etsy.com/shop/Caithness Craft. The links will be with the show notes tomorrow. So get your cup of tea or your dram and I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week. I'm on the phone! I'm actually trying to get this episode out. It's taking just as long as normal. I'm using the Podbean app, hence the funky music, and maybe the sound quality. I'm trying this at 50%, and I'm hoping it's not as crackly as the time I tried it this afternoon. I have listened back and tested it and stuff, and hopefully the production is okay for my liking, so therefore it will possibly pass yours. I've got quite high production value limits and I don't always achieve them. So on with the show. Hello section, Sandy, hello to new to me, been with me for a while now and been with me forever listeners. I really really appreciate you tuning in and I hope you are enjoying yourself. Before I go on, I have a blather, but I haven't written it yet, but it's a stonking blather, so stick with me next episode. A Sandy hello to new group members, Val319, Wool Intentions, Knitting in Bangor, KY Spinner, Eileen D, Knit Mum Y, Carol MB, Oni File, Senorita Stewart, VK, hello VK's husband, and Green E Thumb, who is an amazing sock knitter designer. More than her in a wee bit. Hold on. Oh no, not yet. I'm dying to use the division music. Random hellos are to Happy Makes, Linda Thompson, Katya Frankel, who has, and I forgot to say this to her in Edinburgh. In fact, I did. I was sort of, I love your needle gauge, and it's in the shape of a Westie dog, and she's got a little Westie called Darwin, and I was actually a little bit too shy to fangirl her a wee bit properly at Edinburgh Yarn Fest, so I'm saying it now. So thank you for all the pattern reviews, Katya, very much appreciate it. Hello to Kari Westerman, hello, my Naomi, get your own, Elaine McGilvery, how's your heat? And hello to Amy, who is my running buddy, although granted she's actually more Richard Speed, and also Alice Jeffcoat. Very much enjoyed our correspondence the past week. I would also like to say thank you for all of you being lovely, lovely listeners, because sort of after chatting with some podcasts, sometimes they get a bit of chip in their emails and stuff back, and I was thinking, only ever had nice messages and nice feedback, so I think I maybe just have all you really kindred spirits out there. And also you kindred spirits, who's been watching Anne with an E on Netflix? I don't have Netflix, so I haven't, but I'd love to, and I'd love to know what you thought of it, because I'm a big Anne of Green Gables fan. And Gilbert, carrots. So let me know about that. But I'd just like to really, really put out there, thank you. I mean, I don't expect you to like everything that I say, but never once have you crossed my way with this is crap and not put thought behind something that you think that I might do better, because I can do so much better in some things. And you are perfectly within your rights as listening audience to be able to put that out. But when you have occasionally thought, could you do this a bit better? You've always put it in really, really nice language instead of some of the language that I've heard some of the other podcasters have had. So I just really wanted to give you a hug and say thank you. Division music. I'll stop now. Louise goes mad with her three buttons of music. You can add more, but I think three is enough for me. Right, what's a crack? Firstly, huge, huge congratulations to Twin St. Jan's daughter Marie and her partner Heidi on the birth of their son, who is gorgeous. And I know that Jan and Dale will be just wonderful, wonderful grandparents. So congratulations to the entire family. And what beautiful pictures they have on Instagram just now. So welcome to the flock, to the grandson. I'm dying to know if Jan is a granny, a grandmother, a grandmama, a nana, or what's she going to be. And also, good luck tomorrow to Richard and Amy, running buddies, doing the Cape Wrath Marathon, and also all the other North Highland Harriers. Granted, they're not going to be listening to this tonight. You never know, it might download in the middle of the night, and then they can listen to me on their way up to the lighthouse and their way back from the lighthouse. The weather is favourable and there's no wind, so they will get over on the little ferry. Cape Wrath is on the far northwest of Scotland, and it's sort of the other corner of Total Scotland to Argonne Groats, which is the northeast corner. And they have a running festival all week in Outdurness there, and tomorrow is the marathon. So I know that Richard and Amy will do wonderful, because they have both been training very hard for it. So, moving on. Now, the retreat is, well, my retreat is this coming Thursday. I'm putting the last minute things in place, filling goodie bags, and I've just got to send out an email sort of suggesting who is going to be in what cabin, and the Wi-Fi passwords, and if I can think of anything else that can help the lovely attendees that are coming up. I like to help them as much as possible, give them ideas to where to stop on the A9, what they could see in the way up. Although, granted, I actually forgot about Dunrobin Castle. Imagine that. Which would be a wonderful place to stop. So I think they maybe get sick of hearing from me. So, well, not again. But I think we're all quite excited, and I'm really looking forward to meeting some new people and welcoming back some previous attendees. And I've got 15 guests coming, and I think I'm just going to... That'll be it. I don't think that I want to take any more on, because you start getting into the realms of you need another person to really help you with it properly. So... next year, if there is a next year, if things don't go tragically wrong, then I think you're going to have to be quite quick, because I was really thankful that the uptake on this has come about. So they've got 3 nights bed and breakfast, and we're going out for dinner one night. We're having lasagnas the first night. And then we're going to have takeout another night. We've got drams, we're going to have pub quiz, we're going to have icebreaker games, we're going to have a silk scarf dyeing workshop by me, and we're using the microwave method with Omega silk dyes. I'll tell you more about that after I've done it. And don't use your food microwave, use a non-food, I know. Like, oh, I shall just microwave this non-food. It's a designated microwave. It's like the designated driver of microwaves. It just sits in the corner and nobody speaks to it, but all the rest of the people are having a lovely time to themselves. Whoo, look at me, I'm a designated microwave. And on the Saturday, there is going to be a palm weaving of a coaster workshop, and Nick from Yarns from the Plane is taking this, because she is totally awesome. And she and Angela of Scotch Tweed are having a sort of tabletop sale of their wonderful, wonderful goods on this Friday afternoon. And on the Saturday afternoon, it'll be free to do what you want. So we might go looking for puffins up at Duncan's Behead. to see if there's none. I saw one puffin at Dunnet Head on Wednesday night, so I know that they are here. And lots of other people have seen them, and lots of other people have taken proper photographs of them. So I know that they are in Caithness, but whether or not they're there on the Saturday, how long is a ball of wool? Well, if we check on the label, it might tell us. So, also, the lovely contributors, we'll come into them in a second, the lovely retreat attendees are gifted some, well, they're getting goodie bags, and in these goodie bags, I'll tell you about them after, but there are also some lovely door prizes and raffle that have been given by the following people. Now, these are in alphabetical order, barring the last one, which I typed in, haven't moved about. Sorry. Unless you're in a different alphabet. We could pretend. Or maybe we're in the Egyptian alphabet just now. But before then, I thought, what's the best way to do it? I know alphabetical order. So, we start with Brit Yarn. Isla, charming Isla. Who here likes to knit with British yarn? Who here likes knowing its provenance? Who here likes the fact that Isla does all the running around? Me. So, lazy ones, including myself, it has to be said. UK listeners, we need go no further than BritYarn.co.uk. And she, as I said, does all the running around for us and finds out what the provenance of the yarn is. We can be safe in the knowledge that Isla's looked up where the yarns come from, and if it's in her shop, it's from these here aisles. And that means it supports the sheep that you see from your windows up and down the supply chain from you to the sheep and back again. Now, I'm not discounting or demeaning the rest of the world's yarns, because I have some of your lovely goodness in my stash, but when you're trying to get into the Brit yarn train, as she choo-choos us around the UK, you know that you can then buy some Knitting Goddess, some West Yorkshire Spinners, some Blacker, some Risby Flock, some yarns from the Plain. So she's got all the pretty, and she's also got all the workhorse and all the little flocks, so that they are supporting the British industry, which I think is brilliant. And then that's not to mention the books, the notions, the project bags. And now, oh, come here, listeners, a bit closer. There's a sales basket just now. So you can go sale shopping and just type in www.britYarn.co.uk and see what's for sale. So thank you, Isla. We appreciate it. On to Ellen Silva. Twin said Ellen is coming to the retreat. And then Ellen is staying with me and my house. Sorry, all the rest of you retreat attendees, but I asked her and she said yes. I'm really tempted to sew a new pocket and put her in it, so she could keep Amanda company and Hannah. And then I might sew the top up for a while or zip it in, because I can do zips now, you see. Ellen drinks whiskey. She goes swimming. She's an amazing knitter and designer and tech editor, and she likes the environment. So I think I'm justified in this keeping of the Ellen. I could have just told her to ransom until Jan comes to get her, so then that they can record again. And that might be for a little while, because of Jan just becoming a grandmama. Now, sorry, whilst I've... Kathy Burke. Is it Kathy Burke? No. That's the British actress, isn't it? I'll get mixed up. But Misery, the Stephen King book. Ellen. Ellen's creeping out now. She's running away. Oh, I'm not going there. At least I can go herself. It's okay, Richard will chuck you out, don't worry, Jan, you'll not have to come over and rescue her. Getting to the point, Ellen is a designer. Ellen has some really, really lovely different types of items. She has both crochet and knitting. She has different techniques in there, and the patterns, when you look at them, are stupendous. They're beautifully laid out, they're very easy to follow, and you can actually hear Ellen speaking as you're reading them. So she's very kindly gifted us something from her shop. Now, you can get her designs on Ravelry. Excuse me, I just had to have some wine there to numb the throat. Ooh, nearly dropped the wine there. Panic, then I would have to stop the podcast and lick it all off the floor. That would not be a good day at the office. Right, I'll calm down, I'll talk about Gardening Witch. Jane, wonderful Jane. Jane, who got fright out of her when she was at Edinburgh because I jumped on her. Is that your child? Is that your Jane? And then she thought, oh, I'm really scared now. Now, Jane sells handmade stitch markers, and if you ask her nicely, and she puts together some special ones. So say if you're into gardening in a big way, or your friend is, you can do that, or knitting, because we're into the knitting. She has loads of lovely knit ones. She also has some project bags that she makes, and these are just extremely good quality. I had one go through my hands. So, oh, this is lovely. I'll take it off. As part of a competition last year, and they are really, really lovely made, because you know, when you're a knitter, you kind of look at people's knitting. And when you're a sewer, you look at people's the seams and see how well everything's going. And they were really, really lovely made. And also, she has some really nice wire work shawl pins. So she's at Etsy too, and she's www.etsy.com/shop/gardeningwitch. Then we have Kirsten Kapoor. Kirsten is through the loops on Ravelry, and she's stupendous. She has 258 designs on Ravelry. You lucky, lucky people. Kirsten has very kindly and generously given a coupon for her designs. She has 7 bundles on Ravelry of shawls, cardigans, pullovers, mitts and mittens, hats, cowls, socks, blankets. And then there's the age range that goes right through them. So it's really, really anything for anybody. She has her books, which is Drop Dead Easy Knits, and this is a collaboration from Gail Zucker and Mary Lou Egan, which I really quite fancy. And then there's the shawl book, which I have to say I really quite fancy that too. It's not fair, 258 designs. You have so much choice from such a classic and wonderful designer, so thank you, Kirsten, and you can get her patterns as well on Ravelry too. Knit British, Cagney to My Lacey. That's supposed to be the theme tune. You're all kind of singing it in your head, you older ladies and gentlemen, you younger things. Or not. This is the Knit British podcast, and she has donated some of one of her wonderful tote bags, which was printed from Knitting Goddess Joy, and it's really lovely. And if you don't listen to her, then she's the Cagney to My Lacey and can be found at the Knit British podcast on all the places that you get your podcast. Actually, can someone tell me a really good one that I can use alongside my iTunes one? Because my iPhone speaks to Richard's iPhone because it's the same kind of account. And whilst he's got interesting taste, what he did was he unsubscribed everything and started again. And I realised after a wee while that I had stopped listening to a couple of the podcasts. I was thinking, why hasn't my Myths and Legends one downloaded a new one? And then I looked and it wasn't even there. So I have started listening to stuff on Podbean, Podcatcher app. But it's not actually very good. It's not as good as the iTunes one. So I think there's Catcher Radio and there's another one as well, Downcast, is it? So whatever you use, and you let me know what you think. So on to Maddie Harvey. Now, I want Maddie to be my stylist because Maddie is very elegant. I like to think I'm elegant, but I'm not. I had my hair done at the hairdresser's and it's getting a bit long now. And I'm kind of growing it long, you see. And she did it, and she did it all nice and straight. Nobody recognises me when it's all straightened. And Richard says, but why does she straighten it? What's the point? And I says, to make it look pretty. And he says, well, you look pretty anyway. He kind of has to say that because he's my husband. Well, he doesn't. He says it because he knows it feeds my ego. And it's all about the ego. And I says, well, I don't know. It's like she's ironing it. Do you not think it looks really cool? It's really quite good to manage, and it looks, just sits nice the way she's cut it. And he says, I can't like you when it's fluffy and you look scruffy. I don't know why I bother. He obviously loves me for my personality and charm. However, Maddie has a personality and is charming, but is also very eloquent. Maddie is a knitwear designer and teacher, and one of the winners of Knit Now's magazine New Designer of the Year 2016-17. Well deserved too. She's a real passion and a love for knitting, wearing and designing shawls. Maddie enjoys designing patterns that solve problems. What to knit with a beautiful skein of crazy variegated yarn, how to make the most of mini skein sets, how to create a knitting pattern that is both relaxing and interesting. She combines special techniques, shapes, colours in her shawl designs and helps knitters make the most out of her beautiful skeins of yarn. Well, our beautiful skeins of yarn. I don't think Maddie's going to go and give us all some. It'd be nice if she did, but I don't think that's the point. So Maddie has got lots of new designs being released over the coming year. Oh yes, I like that idea. And they can be found on Ravelry on the Maddie Harvey Designs page and on her website, which is www.maddieharveydesigns.com. I have her Zastruga design and I'm really looking forward to getting a mini skein set from Nick next week and then possibly casting it on straight away, because it takes you through an asymmetrical shawl but it's got different textures and designs as you go through it, so it will be a little bit more thought provoking as we go through. I'm really looking forward to it. So on to Northern Yarn. Now I'm really quite jealous because Suzanne Cotton actually knows and is actual real life friends with Kate. Yes, I'm Kermit Green with jealousy. But Kate hails from Lancashire and she wanted to buy local wool from the sheep that she can see. You know what I was saying before about looking at your sheep out the window and thinking, I wonder where the wool goes. So I know how that feels. But Kate actually went and did something about this. She went and she started with Lancashire Farm Wool and then Northern Yarn was born. So she now has a really good selection of local and slightly further off yarns in all weights, and she has a nice selection of patterns both for crochet and knitting and some notions and wee cute dumpling pouches, which at the time made me hungry. In fact, they're still making me hungry. And I'm doing a duathlon tomorrow, so I might have some toast. It's a shame I don't have any dumpling pouches in, though. Now, the jewel in Kate's crown, I would suggest, is the Northern Yarn, which comes au natural or hand-dyed. I really love it in the nature's shade. And this is what's used in the Fleetwood Wrap designed by Alitza Grant. And it's going to be a prize for the retreat, sponsored by Suzanne Cotton, who's actual real-life friends with Kate, as I said before. So do go check out Kate's site, as your hands will be itching to get some of that Pole Dorset or Northern Yarn to yourself. And she is at www.northernyarn.co.uk. I really enjoy looking at her Instagram page. Ruth Crafts. Ruth. Oh, Ruth. My lovely, lovely friend Ruth. She is the designer of my first proper lace shawl, which was Allegra and Aleta, and her designs are available through Ravelry. Her adventures in the West Midlands were sewing and knitting and crafting and building a life which allows creativity and administration to cohabit, or shared at her blog, which is www.ruthcrafts.blogspot.co.uk. And Ruth is just someone I've got a lot of time for. And every time we sit in Edinburgh Yarn Fest, somebody says, oh, what are you wearing? And she says, oh, I designed it myself. Oh, have you got the pattern out? And she has so far say, I haven't written it up yet. Ruth, have you written that pattern up yet? I know you might not have time, but it's been a while since Edinburgh. You could just maybe start. Go on, you know you want to, because we all want to wear it, you. And she's got a pie shawl pattern that I think is beautiful. She had this at Edinburgh with her, and it's free, and it shouldn't be free, Ruth. It's beautiful. I'd pay for that. So go find her and you get her patterns on Ravelry. Moving on to a lovely, lovely person too, Sue Stratford. Now she's my new favourite knitting designer amongst the many, many favourites I have, but my favourite designer of small toys. I quite like toys and I have children so they appreciate them, but they're not getting their mitts on this. Remember I said I saw the puffin toy design, the kit and pattern book in Edinburgh and pounced on it. And then I started chatting to her and explained that, it's a dirty truth, a dirty lie. I mean, it's a Freudian slip there, that there are no puffins that land on the shores of Caithness. I mean, I just don't know where they get this from, because every time we went there, we were all looking in the wrong place at the wrong time. So I thought, well, we will have puffins because I'm going to knit one. So I have. Now, the design is using intarsia, and I've never done intarsia before, and I'm glad that I didn't realise this, or even the mere suggestion, because I would have freaked out and not bought it. But I needn't have worried. The patterns are really well written, and she signed her copy of A Bird in the Hand and also her Hedgerow Birds pattern books for the retreat. She's a lovely design ethos to her stands, and it's really eye-catching. And it won the best stand at the recent Wool G13 show, which I think's well deserved. Now, if birds aren't your thing, because birds are my thing, I like all the birds that are in it. And there's blackbirds, there's hedgerow birds, there's coastal birds. You have to read to the end of your section to find out how to knit up, sew up your birds, which sort of, I thought I'd read everything, but then thought, I don't know how you're gonna put this together, and then flicked a bit more, and it does say read all the way through. I put my hand out, but yeah, you know that chopping motion. Read all the way through, and it's quite well explained in there. And the puffin is so cute, and the wee kit that she had, and it was with them tapestry wool, which is UK, was lovely, and the wool, knitting with that wool was nice, and he just sits in my little hand, and I really, really like them. But if birds aren't your thing, she has pattern books for dogs, for cats, meerkats, and woolly jumpers, amongst other things, in other books. So she was just so nice and generous to meet in real life, because I'd never met her before, and I just got chatting to her. Now she's my best buddy. So you can go and find her at www.suestratford.co.uk, and also she is knitting and gin. And who doesn't like gin? What, you? Yeah, but you're my kinder spirit. Yeah, we'll let you off. Because sometimes gin doesn't actually agree with me. I like gin. Sometimes gin doesn't like me. So we have wine instead, because it's Friday. And it's carbs. Did I tell you I was doing a triathlon tomorrow? I went swimming tonight. I've got a sprint triathlon in a few weeks, so I've upped the training, because you can do a mini triathlon without an awful lot of training. It hurt at the end of it, and I didn't really enjoy the run, but I really enjoyed being there. I quite enjoyed the swim. I didn't mind the cycle. I didn't really like the run. So this time I'm putting the hours in training, so I'm spreading the pain. It'll be much better on the day. And Wick Swimming Pool is excellent, really, really like it. I was in Thurso Swimming Pool tonight. It's the first time I've actually been in it instead of waiting for the children. And as a swimming experience, I prefer Wick. There, I've said it. So we're moving on to the little grey girl, and we're coming to the delightful Gemma, and her tagline on her website is stylish modern project bags and notions for fibre enthusiasts. Now, as someone who has one of her own Notion bags, Gemma's Notion bags, and is a fibre enthusiast, I would happily have all of Gemma's shop in my house. And I'd have Gemma too. She'd be in the pocket with Ellen. Gemma is really scared. In fact, I could change her name to Jella. Jalen. And Emma. Oh, fantastic. I'm starting to actually need to get bigger pockets, aren't I? It's going to be a little bit bulky. Maybe I could have one of my cargo pants on my leg. That would be better. Right. I was reading the wishing chair today to Daisy, and they shrink because they have to go and save the pixie who got caught by Clip Clap, the enchanter, and they swallow these red and green pills. And they go down a mouse hole, so they shrink. It's a bit like Alice in Wonderland. So maybe I could force feed Emma and Jelen some pills. If Ellen, if I offer you any red and green pills and have zipped pockets, maybe you should run away. It's okay, Gemma, I'll have passed this by the time I see you next. Now, Gemma is kind and a joy to speak to when at Fibre events, and she has a really lovely pair of hands on her for sewing. She's got some pretty funky neon-coloured stitch markers, and she has some that she showed me at Edinburgh, which are of the smaller size, and these are excellent for sock knitting. I know, because I gave Mum these and then as a present, and she raved about them randomly the next time I seen her when I was asking what she was knitting. So I will recommend them. Gemma has some nice triangle shaped bags, and she showed me these can be used as a yarn bowl because the base of the bag, it sits just so, when you can take your yarn cake out of it, just lovely. And I have told you before, but I'll tell you again, I love, 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 love her little wee tiny Notion pouch, which is full of notions, and I've been using mine a lot. I mean, I have other tins and other wee pouches with notions in, but this just ticks all my boxes. So after I had added a small nail file, because my nail had broken at Edinburgh, and Out the Loop had one, and she says, here's a wee nail file, I've got one. So perfect. It's an absolutely stupendous little Notion bag. So you can have a stupendous little Notion bag too, and find Gemma and her wonderful work at www.thelittlegreygirl.com. And finally, on to Erica Eccles. Now, she should have been further up the list in E, but I'm a pleb. So we're on to the very kind and talented Lisa. Her website says, and I thought I'd use this because it's really nice, using locally sourced vintage and recycled fabrics and other bits and bobs, she makes mostly useful but always beautiful things for you or your home. Each item is handmade and incorporates hand embroidery, quilting or crochet. Inspired by memories of my nanny's house, I have created a collection of items that have a gentle sense of nostalgia about them. Now, Lisa does things the correct way. Some may say the slow way, but she hand sews her quilts. She takes her time over her work, and it shows. I wish I had the patience and the tenacity to do what she does. She also has some wonderful cat tails to echo my Buchel tails, and I have a lot of time for Lisa. So please do go visit www.ericaeccles.com and you could buy some of her lovely stuff too. Now, all these lovely people I have mentioned before have contributed to my retreat in one way or the other, and you can also go online and get some back stuff too, because if you're all, oh, I wish I was at retreat, what do they get in? Well, you could go in and you think, oh, I didn't realise such a thing existed. Off you go. Right, division, we'll have some wine. Ooh, that's really nice Pinot Grigio tonight. The Uncal. How's your knitting on your Uncal items going? Oh, it must be so, so difficult not knitting on it just now to the deadline. Keeping up with this pressure. That's really hard work for us. I've stopped with my Fireflies Rising the Now. I can hear it screaming at me from the back. Work on me! Work on me! Work on me! Why are you not working on me? Oh, did you hear that too? Yes, that's it. I've got to pick up with that for a whole month. But don't worry, we've only got 11 days to go. 31 days in me. Yeah. Don't say that out loud. What I'd really like for you to do after Uncal entrance is do a little bit more work on them after the Uncal finishes. Even though I said I wasn't going to have the rip it up and start again and the unicorn and the frogging and the finishing it sections. And stop going into meltdown. I didn't say finish them all, but just love them. You love them once enough to start them, or frog them, rip them up, start them again, rip it up and start again, and do Edwin Collins on them. I love Edwin Collins. He lives along the road from my auntie, you know. I've never met him. Well, actually, I'd said hello to him a couple of times, but I would just be a fangirl. Ah, hello. I actually like his wife as well, Grace. She's cool. We have prizes for the Uncal, and of course there's something sewn from me. Oh, Gemma, I have to send your thing yet. I have it sitting, waiting to go. I've got no excuse either, because the post offices are all open. It's just remembering to take them. And I did say that I would remember. And I will, and it'll be a nice surprise, a nice postie. And we all need a nice postie. I've actually been taking it around and showing everybody, look what I made. So, the prizes for the Uncal was something from me, was, and also the Lil Chelsea Bean shawl pattern by Jane Sheelan, which is really pretty, and a sock pattern from Becky Breen, who is Green Thumb, as she has offered up a pattern from her designs. She sent me a code for something and said, I would like to entice you back to socks. And I know, I was like, oh, do you know, I've actually really been thinking about doing a pair of socks again, because I was wearing my socks and the bairns needing socks as well. And I have never gone back to the bairn Daisy's socks yet. And Sandy's actually starting to grow out of the socks I made for him last. I know, the growing children. But I love the fact he likes wearing them, and poor Daisy isn't getting the chance to do that. So there's me thinking, all right, I'll get some socks on the go. And then with my swap, Shona put me up some really nice sock wool, and sort of percolating the colours in it, and thinking, ooh. And then I bought some sock wool in Stornoway. So I was looking at our Green Thumbs patterns and thinking, I know, I'll get the simplest one. There's nothing simple about all them patterns. Although she has told me a couple of them that will be the least brain requirement. Which is actually, she's lovely. She actually had this, she gets me. You get me? She does, she gets me. She gets the fact that the Uncal is me being sarcastic. And is hilarious. So, I just thought that was really funny. You actually get what I was meaning. It was so flippant of me to say it. But she suggested the one that is the best for somebody that can't concentrate too far. Hello, that's me. So, more division and more wine. Alright, coming up. Now, Dingwall, for you poor people that can't come to my retreat. Next weekend is the Dingwall Fibre Fest, and you can have Tanya and Ripples Crafts, who wanted to come to my retreat. They did, they said they did. And it's a shame that neither of them can. And also, Gong Crafts, and they're from Durness, and they are the most local to me that do yarn. And you should really try and go if you can. I would quite like to go, but it clashed, and it's a shame. And they serve you cake from a trowel. Cake from a trowel! Because it's in the mart, and that's what farmers like. Cake from a trowel. Oh, it's a clean trowel, it's a cake trowel, but it's a trowel nonetheless. So do go along there and then tell me what you got. And then down in September time, I'm sure there's stuff in between, but this is what I've got written down. The Perth Festival, Fibre Fest, is shaping up really quite well. I've had an email from Eva, sorry Eva, I've not replied back to it, who's organising it. Now, Sock Matician is going to be running a workshop. And then there's some of our favourite stall holders, again, with Ripples Craft and Gong Grass. And I've lined up my digs at Elaine McGilvery's. Now, Eva's wanting to have a area along the lines of a podcast lounge, kind of like what we did have at Edinburgh. But, and I imagine she's going to have her own name for it, because she'll stamp Perth on it. So Perth is really easy for Scotland, for all of us to get to. Can't think of there anywhere that's awkward for it to get there, because all roads lead to Perth and the rail, because you have to go through the blasted place and change trains sometimes. So in reality, I don't always like Perth. But, and right now, I hope that they finish them roadworks to the north end. Although, great Tissot's. Oh, I like the Tissot's. So, I really hope to see some of you there. I've not confirmed I'm going yet or not, but I kind of need to sell some more bags first. Yeah. And also, what has been actually delaying me confirming is the fact that we are south either the weekend before and the weekend after. So I'm not 100% sure if I want to go that weekend as well. Richard's got a couple of events lined up then. I really want to go because I'd like to see you all. Then I got an email this week and it's regarding the Cheshire Fibre Festival, and this is on the 1st of October, so we're starting to get into the autumnal months. And this one is starring Lynn Rowe, I love you Lynn, and our very own Nick, I love you Nick, I'm so excited to go to see you next week, from Yarns from the Plain, who are both teaching, and it's at the, and forgive me if this is, it's either Marth Hall or Mart Hall, I'm not sure, Village Hall, and it's also starring Jenny Barnett and Lulu Loop's Love of Crochet and Agrarian Artisan Designs. Too much wine now, I think. I'd love to go to this. If you can, you have to be my envoy. You can have a little badge. You can make a little badge saying Louise's envoy. That'd be good. Now, I had a wee bit of a chat, it was great, with Valerie of Agrarian Artisan Designs. I said it better there. And it was a really lovely chat, and she sells kits, and she sells them with Nick. And I've seen them before, and I'm pretty sure Debbie bought one, and Debbie's made it. And it's really nice contemporary crochet. And she said that Cheshire, it's not so aimed at you loading up with yet more fibre, because, well, maybe the market is saturated so far this year. But they're looking more at the workshops and the learning of new techniques and crafts, such as palm weaving or crochet, so if you've never tried them before. And I totally agree with this, because I myself am reaching big stash saturation point, and sometimes I just don't knit fast enough to warrant all the yarn that I've bought. But looking to improve on my skills and repertoire of crafting, I haven't spelled it right, but I really like the word. Now, there is a thought of, what if I do too many crafts and I dilute the time for just the embroidery or the knitting, which are my loves, and textile art. But as a multi-crafter, I think it's an extremely good thing, because if you learn how to do basic crochet, this can assist your knitting for when you're doing steeks or edging up that neckline that's going a bit loose. Or, say, you learn about palm weaving, and I'm thinking, well, maybe that'll use up my stash a bit quicker than before. And also use up maybe some of the stuff that's a bit too short or for anything. So I really wish them the best with this one. And I'm going to hear all about it next weekend, so maybe I'll tell you a bit more in the next episode from Nick. And then, in the middle of the school holidays, is the Loch Ness Knit Event in October. And it has the workshops that I really fancy with Woolly Wormhead and Hazel Tyndall. I'm hoping they're not sold out. Naomi, Mum and I are quite excited for this, but we think that it's going to be a down and back job and a long tiring day from here. I can imagine how excited we'd be, because I think the cost of Inverness accommodation is rather steep, because Naomi's looked. I could stay with my friend Mari, but if I'm Mum and Naomi are going, we would probably go down. It would be nice to spend the weekend, and then you're sort of putting more money into the sort of system. But it will be exciting, and I think maybe they've hit the nail on the head with this one more than last year for me. And doing a class, it's, you also get the chance of the wee squirrel around the marketplace, and give you a hug with Helen and Tanya, whether they want one or not. And I'm sure then my stash of Ripples Craft and GG Frog's yarns will be empty. I'm quite fickle, haven't I? After the last paragraph. You never know. Look, swallows. My swallows are back. I was loving watching them today. So many great events in Scotland and Cheshire, which is quite accessible from southern Scotland, I would say. I know somebody that's going to the Leeds Festival from Scotland, and I'm not Kermit Green with envy at all. And also, I've just really chuffed for the yarn and craft industry up here, because Each of them learn from the previous years and other events to improve on their own events. And I hope maybe we don't peak out and that the audience grows with it too. Because what we don't need is saturation of the market so that, say, I go for one big event such as Edinburgh, spend my yarn budget for the year and then don't need to go to any more. Well, I did, but I decided to use up as much of my Edinburgh purchases before the next one, and also I raved about it so much I will have company with me in Loch Ness and hopefully Perth, so maybe then our friends will go too and the market grows too, because I know Naomi would love to go to a knitting retreat somewhere else instead of just being stuck with little old me. Hi Naomi. Oh, hold on, wait, wine time. You're still going to hear me picking that up and drinking it, aren't you? Yeah. Actually, you'd like to say a huge thank you to Naomi, because she was here through the week and she was helping with the goodie bags and setting up things and just somebody else's artistic flair to things. It'll all become apparent when you see them. Richard's helped me and Naomi's helped me do something for the goodie bags, and I'm quite chuffed that I got one because it's really, really cool. So thank you, Naomi. I very much appreciate your time. So, the me section. Hold on. Yeah. Right. What have I been making? I haven't got much notes here, but I have been sewing. I finished my sewing for the... Oh, I got an email. Electric bill. How boring. I wish I could edit this part. Sorry. Luke's pause. Right. I was sewing and it was for the retreat, so can't tell you. And also textile artists, before we come on to the knitting, we are putting together our inspired by Debbie Lee pieces. Now, Debbie Lee is a really fantastic textile artist from near Wick, and she has a Facebook page. I should link that in the show notes. If I haven't, when you see the show notes come through, because they're not going to come through tonight, but they will tomorrow night or Sunday, because I'll have to put all the contributors' details in there so you can easily get links to them. But I definitely will do them. The Debbie Lee has a Facebook page, and you can go and see what I'm talking about. I have mentioned her in the past. We went to see her exhibition at Caithness Horizons last year, because she did the North Coast 500 and her impressions of certain places around it. What a lovely pair of hands that woman has. She went to the Glasgow School of Art, and you can tell they are honest to goodness wonderful. So we as a group said, oh, let's do something just like that. I mean, it's inspired, so it's not going to be exact like her, because, well, A, that's not fair, and B, I can't do it anyway. So Debbie draws with black biro. I have to draw with a pencil that I can rub out easily, and I was looking through my sketchbook when I was doing this, and Richard he's quite a good drawer. And he had been drawing, and I was looking at his going, oh, that's actually quite good. And then I was looking at mine, and they're all like spiders, scratches. They're too bad. Maybe it's because it's cheese sandwich time. My cheese sandwich is never going to be as good tasty as your cheese sandwich. Your cheese sandwich might not be as tasty as my cheese sandwich. Or Naomi's. I'm sure Naomi makes a really good cheese sandwich. So I make a reasonable tuna sandwich. Let's just stick with him. So what we've done is, one of the group was down in Edinburgh and she went to IKEA and got the recessed frame, and it's quite big actually. It's 12 inch by 12 inch. I'm sure you've all got one. £4. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's not wood, same DF, but £4 for a frame is good. So, and thankfully Ella was able to get them and had room in her car, because I saw two of them in the back of her car and they were a reasonable size. So I was thankful that she managed to take it back. And I, guess what view I'm doing? Yes, my harbour, Harrow Harbour in Caithness. It's where I go every day with the dog because it's just below the house. And, well, it's my happy place, I have to say. There's different type of birdies there. Sometimes I don't always get to the water's edge, but just this week there's sea pink flowers, there's still primrose on the hill, there's swallows, there's eider ducks, there's seals, there's a boat in the harbour. A few years ago we saw killer whales out there. I like to think that they're still there, I just haven't seen them because they're hiding. And, well, there's always a good sky. So I took a picture, I did some chicken scratches onto some sketchbook, and then my fan on my computer makes too much noise. Richard says you can turn it off, but I don't know how. I'm going to turn this up a bit. So I'll step back just a little bit so I'm not blasting your poor eardrums. So I took the sketch, well, I had the photo on my phone, and then I sketched it on my sketchbook, and then I got the watercolours out and coloured it in. And then I did another diagrammy sketch, there's a word for it, but I can't remember what it is, and wrote down what I was thinking about using green fabric here and swirly bits of material there and what kind of stitches I was going to do and a whole pile of notes on it. Oh, fan's gone off, so turn myself down back to where I was. And then we're using Pelmet Violine. Now this sews nicely and it has a good sturdy background. You can attach paper to it, you can attach fabric to it, and then maybe put some chiffon over the top of it, cut bits of chiffon out, cut bits of, that's what she does, it's really, she layers things off and then cuts bits off, and I'm excited. So Shirley had shown me what she's done, and oh wow, I looked at it and I was, that's ace. Oh no, I've got to do that now, I don't know how I'm going to do this. So she's got the right movement of the water, she's doing a harbour scene as well down Auchengill, and she's got the pier, and she was like, do you think that's, and I was, yes I do, and do you think, yes, what do you think you should do there? Well, what about some swirls or some grass and this and that? And so I've got to cut out my fabrics and put it together and then do the machining on it, and it'll probably get done after the retreat. So knitting, I'm reading my notes. Oh, you're still there, sorry. So am I, I'm still here, hello. I have, actually I've got them sitting beside me, I don't know why I'm looking over there. I've got my Iona and TJ Frog yarn, and I'm making a brioche hat, and this is by Wendy Easton, and it's from the Weekend Knitting Book, which was put together by Melanie Fallick. And brioche, if you have concentration for it and you sit and you follow the pattern, it's okay. It's really not as hard as you think it's going to be. Unless you put a pattern in it. Kirsten Kapoor. Ellen has one where she take edited it. It's fantastic. So I might just look at that hat. This one is just straight lines. So I would imagine maybe you'd have to concentrate a bit more. Possibly put stitch markers in. But I do have the knitting book one sitting quite close to me, but after 6.5 inches of knitting this, I think I'm about there with it. Until I come to decrease for the crown, and then I'm stuffed, I'm just going to sit with the book and quiet down. But I'm 6.5 inches into it, 9 inch before they do the crown. It's got a 3 inch brim rollover. And as I said last episode, it's in blue and grey and is R2D2. But I'm really enjoying using both yarns. I cannot emphasise how much I love the TJ Frog yarn. It just is lovely to work with. And I'm liking the Iona more and more as I'm going through it. It's knitting up nice. It's kind of crisp in your hand. But when it's knitting, it's softening, and the more you work it, the nicer it gets. It's got it's beautiful colour. That is my colour. I remember Louise saying that. That's your colour. I says, what do you mean? I like purple more. And then I thought about it, and actually I wear more navy blue than anything. So, yeah. I'm so going to finish this as soon as the weather gets too hot to wear the hat. Yeah. And also, I made a unicorn. Because I've always wanted to say that. And this is by Sincerely Louise, and it was the cover knit of Simply Knitting magazine last month. And I'd say it was quite a reasonable pattern. It was quite good fun. Really didn't take very long. You need to add the stuffing. The one thing I would suggest, it suggests that you stuff the unicorn and sew up the unicorn and then put in the safety eyes. How you're supposed to put safety eyes in something you've stuffed and sewn up, explain to me that. No. You could sew them on maybe afterwards, but to a safety eye has a bit that you put in from the back that it's a safety eye. If that was a little baby, you wouldn't give it to it. Think of little babies. Do not give this unicorn to little babies because they would chew it and choke, and we don't want little babies choking. But one of these plastic eyes, it has a backing that goes down and it's supposed to keep it from coming out. So I had to fiddle because I wasn't unpicking it, and that was the only fault I could really find at all with a pattern. I love the pattern though. It's got a gold horn, and well, yeah. So I showed the horse that lives in front of the field it, and it looked and knew its place. Although our horse is being sold, the vet came today and was looking over it, and it is going to be sold and is going tomorrow. So I will miss the horse that lived in front of our field. And that was sorry, you can probably buy this pattern soon by Sincerely Louise, and it's the unicorn. Although mine looked like a clanger with a horn and a rainbow mane. But I want unicorns at my retreat, so this is the kitty. And then, because I was on a toy kick, I thought, well, I'm going to make The Puffin by Stu Stratford. I previously mentioned in the contributors bit, and I specifically bought this puffin kit to make it. Loved doing this. I learned the intarsia technique. I mean, it was just two colours, but it was a way of working with little bollies of wool and different sections, and I just love the way it was knitted up. Like I said before, you have to check through the rest of the knitting pattern book to find out how to sew it up, and just go through the book properly before you commit to doing something. And it is all in there, and she's really, really helpful if you have a problem. So just love my little puffin. He has character, or she has character. I haven't quite decided what the name of puffin is. But if a puffin and a unicorn got together, would they make a pufficorn or a unipiff? Unipiff or a unipuff or unifin? And what colour would it be? I don't know if we want to talk about that anymore. Moving on. So I also cast on the ripple hat using Uist yarn. I'm not going to butcher the name of the yarn, but it is the Aran weight. And it's quite dense, actually. I don't know whether it's because of the size of needle that I'm using. I've got it here. This is the clattering noise. Or just I've got it sort of quite together. It's a really, really nice cable. It's quite a simple pattern, but simple, but something to it. You know, it looks quite what's the word when you don't go on about something? It's not too subtle, but it's really nice. I like it. So I've done two pattern repeats. I've decided if I've got to do a third. Now, the yarn itself is quite sheepy. I think it's supposed to be like that. And But it does have matter still in it, and also it's got wee flakes. Now I thought, oh, it's got little flakes in it when I was doing the sample. The sample is still actually stuck to the blocking board. I washed it and sampled it, and I'll tell you more about that next episode. But there was wee flakes in it. I thought, what's that flake? So I pulled it off and I thought, that's the end of the staple. That should have been carded out. But I think it's supposed to be in there to give it a bit more texture and character. But because I'm making a hat and this is going to be against the skin, I'm pulling off a length of yarn from the ball, as you know, you sort of pull out a bit. Everybody in the bus, throw your hand to the side and whack the person beside you in the belly. Well, yes, that's what I've been doing. And I'll feel along there, not the person's belly or anything else, that's no good, the yarn. And if something catches my fingers, I'll stop and examine it. And if it's matter, I'll take it out. Because I don't want that touching my head. Or Richard's head or the child's head. Because I don't actually know. I'm doing the medium size. So I don't know if this is going to turn out right or not. I wouldn't say it was fast. It grows fast because it's iron weight. But you're doing a pattern cable over and over and over again. So that row can be kind of slow and you have to look what you're doing. But I am enjoying it, so I will carry on with that. And also I'm using some yarn that Nick from the Yarns from the Plain gave us last year, and I've got a book out of the library. In fact, I've got a few and I'm going to review them in the upcoming episodes. And one of them is Shetland Lace by Elizabeth Lovick. She's from Orkney. And it's got samples in the front, which I think is brilliant. But there's a wee lace chart, and I'm just doing a wee sample bookmark with this leftover yarn that I have from Nick from Yarns of the Plain. And it's in Kermit Green colour, and it's a 4-ply. Because I finished a pair of paving mitts, Tunisian crochet mitts, fingerless mitts, for Sandy. And he wore them when he was in Orkney last week. Now, wait, I'll tell you what he did. This was awesome. We got a schedule. They went off on Monday and they went round up to Kirkwall. They went round the Co-op or Lidl's or the Tesco's, and they were buying their shopping for breakfasts, and then they were taking it back and they were exploring Kirkwall and they went to the toy shop. Now, they were staying in the Orchids Hostel, which was very nice. And it was quite good because they're learning about budgeting and money and what they've got to buy and what food they've got to do. And they did quite a lot of homework beforehand. So this is working out what they were going to do and sort of going through it. And then they went to Stromness on the Tuesday. They went to Argos Bakery. They learned how to make Orkney fudge and Orkney biscuits. And he took some home. My boy is good. And I just like the plain stuff. I don't like the stuff with ginger in it or anything. Just plain Orkney fudge. Nom 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 nom. Then they went to Maze Howe, which is a chambered cairn. And then they went to the Ring of Broadcar, which is the standing stones. I'm pleased to say he did not go back in town. Because I am not going there to get him back. Well, I probably would actually have to, but I didn't want to. Hey, that's all for you lot to do. So then they went to Scarabray, and that is a sort of Stone Age village. And then they went back to Kirkwall. And then on the Wednesday, they went to the Piccacoy Centre, and they did the climbing wall, bouncy castle, the swimming, the cinema. And on the Thursday, they went to Jolly's of Orkney, which was a fish factory. And then they went to Scapa Crafts to see how Orkney chairs were made. Then they went to the Kirkwall Airport. They had a tour around the airport, saw the planes, saw the fire engines and all the equipment in there. Pretty cool. Mr. McLeod looked ace standing on top of the fire engine. I was delighted with himself. And then they went, and I was really jealous of this afternoon. They went to the jeweller's Sheila Fleet's workshop to see how the jewellery was designed. Oh, I loved Sheila Fleet's stuff. Sandy actually says to him, "Now, I really love some Sheila Fleet." And Richard says, "I really love some Orkney, some Highland Park 18-year-old." but we haven't given you enough money for it, and you're not old enough to buy the Highland Park, but that's what we want. And if you can't get that, just bring us back some Orkney fudge, plain stuff. However, kind little Sandy bought his dad back some fudge and some information about the fish place. I've got a really lovely little Celtic silver clasp with a leather bangle. I'll have to do a bit of fiddling to the leather bangle. Really, I love Celtic stuff. And he bought Daisy a little sheep dangly thing, and he got bits and pieces himself, and he's still come back with some money. So what else did they do? They went to the Hawks at Tapestry, they went to Kirkwall to St Magnus Cathedral, the Tankerness Museum and Gardens, and then on their way back they went to the Italian Chapel, and then they came back on the ferry tonight, and we have so many stories to catch up on from him. I mean, we told him what we did, but poor Daisy was just bereft that she couldn't go. She will in a couple of years' time, but they had an amazing time. Now, what I was going to say was, there's a documentary that was on a couple of weeks ago, and it was by Shona Mason, I think that was the presenter, on BBC Alba. You might get it on the iPlayer still. And it was about Celtic jewellery. And I've always loved Celtic jewellery. I have some bits from, well, I like Rennie Macintosh, which isn't really Celtic, but I have some Iona jewellery. I was really eyeing up the Hebridean jewellery when I was away, and I saw a brooch, and it was a seagull brooch. Now, you don't normally get really nice seagull brooches, and this was amazing. So, you know, I might save up for that, or ask for my Christmas or something. And I've got some Sheila Fleet. Granted, it's not the Celtic bits, but she went and spoke to all these jewellers, and it was just the history of it as well. It was really, really fascinating to me. And it was all in Gaelic, so you had to pay attention because there was subtitles, but it was worth watching. So Sandy got these paving mitts, and he says he wore them, and he says they were just perfect. So I was delighted. And he's back, and him and Daisy are catching up, talking. Although they actually went to sleep quite quickly. They're in the same room tonight, so we'll probably wake up and talk Minecraft, which is great, because then I don't have to. I'm not a big Minecraft fan. So, hold on a minute, you can hear a bump, 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 because my phone's kind of closed itself off, and that's me putting my password in. So, hold on. Wow, for a quick episode, I'm over an hour. So I'll do the last bit quite quickly. Shopee section. Thank you very much for your purchases the past week. I do really appreciate it, because it keeps the wolf from the door, as it were. Now, the shop has currently got a Red McGregor. No, I don't know if the Buchanan's in there anymore. An ancient freezer. I don't know if that's sold. Oh, I don't know what's in there. Blackwatch, Robertson, Grant, the red tartan, which I didn't know what it was, is gone. But if you feel you'd like to contribute to my continued running of the podcast and get stuff back, then do go visit www.etsy.com/shop/KathansCraft and see for yourself. You can always ask me what tartan you would like, and if I've got some, and I'm going to get some Royal Stuart very soon. You can support the podcast too and get stuff nothing back if that's your one, and you would do this by just finding out my PayPal address. I am happy to review any patterns or books or yarns or notions if you're in that line, so don't be shy. Finally, open for relevant sponsorship for future episodes if you're interested or know someone else who is, so let me know. Mostly the shop is helping me, so keep going there. I'm speeding up here, sorry listeners. Thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate you taking the time for an hour. There's nobody extra in this either. Wow. And you're downloading and then listening to me, and I would love it if you went and you found something that you wanted to buy from some of the contributors to this podcast and retreat. I'd like to add that all opinions are mine, and sometimes Richard's, if he's not in this episode. I do occasionally get facts wrong. It's because I'm me. I don't try to, but I don't do on purpose. My email is keithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I am on Ravelry as Louise Hunt, Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Facebook as keithnesscraft. You can get the podcast from the Podbean site, www.keithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com. The intro and the outro are The Country and Good Time, because you know what they are, on the Podbean app. And I'm going to put on Good Time, and you're going to have to do the bouncing, and then you're going to have to go off and do whatever it is you're going to do. So thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you after the retreat. Hopefully we'll have some good news and some interesting stuff from there. So keep on crafting. Right, you're going to wiggle. Wiggle. Really annoy that person on the bus. And that's it. Thank you. Cheers now.